Hey everybody, this is Alyssa Klancik, and welcome to another edition of Klancik's Corner. So it's the month of April, and there's an event that everybody is looking forward, well, most people are looking forward to, and it happens mid-May, end of April, and that's prom. And I want to talk about prom and not National Poetry Month or April Fool's Day, because I think it's more important than those days. And I'm not going to talk about the typical things that you would think I would talk about, such as drunk driving during prom. I want to talk about something that you might not even realize is happening. And I'm talking about beauty in relation to prom. You see beauty every day, portrayed in the media and such. And I think especially during prom time, it's important to really understand beauty. And I mean, what is beauty anyway? I went through the halls of Woodland to find out how students just like you define beauty. And I want to also share with you how I feel about beauty and just how to make your prom the best in relation to beauty and in relation to how you look, but more importantly, how you feel. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this April edition of Klancik's Corner. Here at Woodland, the definitions of beauty vary greatly. Some feel that beauty is defined by personality and looks.
I think in order to be beautiful, you have to, you know, you have to obviously be physically attractive, but you also have to have some type of a personality. You can't be like a total
witch,
for lack of a better word. You can't, you know, hate everyone and think that you're better than everyone else. You have to have a personality that's caring and loving. And
others, such as junior Morgan Smith and PE instructor Kathleen Ebner, feel that beauty is based solely on someone's personality.
I think beauty is whatever you perceive it to be, what you feel good in, what you like the way you look about, what you feel good in, and what you think about.
Beauty?
Yeah, beauty.
I think out of someone's, like, personality.
Okay.
Because you could be, like, the ugliest person on the outside, but have an awesome heart.
We are all aware that the media plays an important role on how we perceive beauty. However, Ray Donahue, PE instructor, has another idea on why we look the way we do and why beauty should be based more on personality.
No, beauty should be defined on how you feel,
okay,
on how you feel about yourself on the inside, not what some false image in a magazine or in a commercial or a newspaper ad or a movie tells you you're supposed to look. That's one of the problems that leads to things like eating disorders, especially in girls. They get the false images bombarded on them, and the only reason the image is there is to sell a product. So, you know, we have some serious issues with self-esteem and eating disorders and depression and things like that because, you know, you look at television and movies and everything is judged on their physique and their looks, and then you're compared, well, I wish I had her hair, I wish I looked like this, instead of people just being comfortable with who they are and the way they are. I mean, you've got to think about it. There's only so much that we can actually change. Our whole physical features were pretty much determined 9 months before we were born. And that egg and that sperm came together. That determined the shape of your face, your eyes, your hair, how tall you are, and all those things. You know, so why do people spend all their money to change themselves to look like somebody else?
Thank you.
So, as we've all seen from all the interviews that I've conducted, most people would say that beauty is more based on personality than it is looks. My definition is it's a state of mind rather than a state of being. So, yes, I think personality is everything beauty is based off of, and I really don't think that looks matter that much. However, the sad truth is that they do. Come on. Looks or appearances are what you first see. When you see someone walking down the hallway, you don't... First thing you notice is not their personality, it's how they look. I understand that, but I think beauty is a state of mind rather than a state of being. And I think people fail to realize that, especially during prom. I mean, I think the media has a huge, huge, huge part in how people portray themselves. Some people want to look like this celebrity, others want to look like that one because they're all perceived as beautiful. They may be, but you're beautiful too. Everybody who's listening is beautiful in their own way. Not only do I think it's a state of mind, I also think it's the little things that make you beautiful. Whether you look beautiful or whether you look nice on the outside or not. I mean, you could not have the greatest body around, but you could be a genuine sweetheart. You're beautiful. You can be a really great looking person and have an understanding personality. You're beautiful. And I'm going to say this because I know you're all thinking, well, what about the jerks out there? Jerks have hearts. Jerks are beautiful too. I've seen it happen. They do have a nice bone somewhere in their body. It may be way deep down, but they have one. I can't tell you what it is because for everybody it's different, but everybody is beautiful. And if you find someone who's a jerk, he's beautiful. He or she is beautiful too. Trust me. There's some nice quality in there somewhere. You might not see it, but it's there. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. And that brings me to another point. Last time I checked, nobody walks up to you and says, hey, this is the meatiest prom. That makes no sense to me. Everybody says it's your prom. Okay, your prom. So what does that mean? It means you be yourself during prom. Girls, when you try on dresses, don't get the dress that makes you say, oh, well, this looks okay. Yes, I'll take it. No, no, no. No. You get the dress that makes you go, oh my God! It makes you feel like Cinderella. That's the dress you get. The dress that you spin around 5,000 times in the dressing room and you just don't want to take it off because you found your perfect dress. That's the dress you get. Whether you get compliments on it or not, it's your prom. Make it worth your while. Now, how can you do that? I mean, how can you make yourself feel beautiful or handsome? Guys, I'm not forgetting you. At prom. Well, here's one thing you can do. Start now. You probably already have your tuxes and your dresses and the corsage and the limos and the hairs are probably already planned out. You probably know what you're going to do. You're probably going to practice doing it. You probably already have your appointments and stuff. I mean, that's all great. That's all outer beauty. That's all how you're going to look. Work on the inner part. Look at yourself in the mirror when you wake up in the morning. Really take a look at yourself and name one thing that you yourself, feel is beautiful about you. For example, if you wake up in the morning and your eyes really bright, for some reason. Take notice of that. Pride yourself in that. Say, hey, I've got really beautiful eyes. Or, if you're feeling really nice, say, hey, I've got a beautiful personality. Something. Create your own mantra. Do something. Take pride in how you look and take pride in your personality. Take pride in you. Because that's what's going to make you feel beautiful at your prom. And if you feel that in order to be beautiful, you need to, I don't know, fit into this dress that you don't necessarily fit into, by all means, go for it. Just do it in a healthy way. I'm begging you. Please do it in a healthy way. Don't crash diet. Don't do anything dangerous. Do it healthy. Please. I know I sound like a health teacher. I'm probably preaching to a choir right now, but just do it in a healthy way. There's nothing wrong with it. Just do it in a healthy way. And just make sure when you go to prom, you feel beautiful. It's all how you perceive yourself. I cannot say that enough. I can't stress it enough. The media has a huge effect on us, and I know it does. Trust me, I'm affected by it too. Men and women are affected by the media. It stinks! It stinks, I know it does. I know, we all want to feel beautiful, and then we see a picture and you think you're not beautiful, but you are. Everyone is. And I'm going to tell you one thing, and this is how I feel. I think beauty is like perfection. It's unobtainable. Take it from a writer. Perfection is unobtainable. My stories can go through edit after edit after edit and still not be perfect. Just because it gets printed doesn't mean it's perfect. There's no such thing as perfection, and I think there's no such thing as beauty. It's how you perceive yourself, and nobody has the right to tell you how to perceive yourself. Only you have that right. If you feel beautiful, then you are beautiful. Don't let somebody else tell you you're not. Everybody has something beautiful about them, and I think that's what people need to... I think that's what needs to be addressed. So remember, it's your prom. Feel beautiful. Everybody is. Enjoy yourself. How do you want to remember it? Just keep that in mind. I'm Melissa Klancik from WRHS Media, and thanks for tuning in to Klancik's Corner.